I play this song for my friend Steve, and he said it's too high. And you know what? It is. It is. That's because I wrote it high.
But you, was this the one where you liked the chords for it?
I love the detuning. Yeah, the voicings on this one. Well, you liked another one, but I haven't developed that one. I'm going to do one at a time.
Oh, I know the one you played for me. The other one you played for me. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So this one has that Joni Mitchell like detuning. So it's very beautiful. The chords, you know. So when he said to me, it's too high, I don't really want to transpose this one. You know, so I can rewrite the melody a little lower.
Oh.
I wrote a chorus. And the thing is, the chorus is very pretty, and I think I'm going to use it to start the song, even though I love the beginning chords. So these are the beginning chords. This is the riff that it goes like this. Kind of a diminished chords. So the chords that I wrote for the chorus are more like this. I think I played it for you. This almost makes me weep, it's so pretty.
It is so, it just speaks all in its own.
Yeah, so these are very pretty. So what I was thinking is, I don't know if I'll do the introduction with those chords or the diminished chords. So I was thinking, maybe since the diminished chords is so recognizable, that I would start off with that, and this would be my introduction, and then I'll go right into the chorus, which is more of a major seventh. Here it is. The seashell once held a living thing. Its beauty remains to reminders of days like the one combing the seashore in a brilliant sun. And then I thought I'll go to the diminished chords again.
Isn't
that pretty? Okay, so then here's the verses I wrote when I was 18 years old.
You know, depending on how you sing it, I think you'd have to take it back softer.
Softer,
because
more breathy?
I'm hearing a...
Tight, okay.
I'm hearing
That's
a...
That's what my friend must have heard me do.
Your passaggio. I'm hearing you go over your break.
Over my break.
No, yeah. I'm exaggerating that.
No,
but you know what I'm talking about?
I know, I don't like the sound either.
And that's because you're singing hard at one point.
Well, if I lower the melody, then I can escape that. I could do it instead of... I'm going to do... Still pretty.
That's pretty. That's pretty.
So that's what I'm going to do. So the second verse is where the seashell is found. The alabaster. Oh, does it sound like bastard?
Alabaster. No. Only to a generation that doesn't hear the word alabaster a lot, you know?
I know Sting used it, so.
Yes, he did. That was,
right?
Yeah, he did, yes.
Oh, God, I don't want to copy anybody. I'm singing now, I'm gonna crack up. The alabaster seashell rests gently in her hand. He tells her how he found it, a treasured memory and reminder of his love. Seashell one time held a living thing. Its beauty remains to always bring reminders of days like the
pretty.
It'll be pretty. I don't know. Whoever would have.
So which melody did you sing for him?
Well, I had sung that high one on my break, so I'll do the lower one. I just have to commit to it, you know, like get a feel for it. I haven't felt, but I love the. I don't have to change it because I like the what I wrote for the chorus. So it's a little unconventional to start off with the chorus, but I think it sets the song. I don't know. I tried inserting it between. There's three verses each one. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I still like to do the A B. And then the C approach with the verses, it's too short to just do a one verse and then a chorus. It needs two verses to start out to set the tone.
Yeah. Some songs are just like that.
I don't know.
It's for the story to lay down that.
It's really hard to write a song and know how to compose, how to put it together. I don't know. There's no one to tell me except my brain.
Yeah.
You know? It's like my brain says, do this. And then I have to get used to it. And that's why I didn't rush to record it. You know, I'm excited about recording it. I it's funny, on Crystal Oceans, we put the crash of the waves. This would definitely lend itself, but I don't want to be hokey and repeat that. But I was thinking seagulls, you know, little, like in the background. I guess not. I don't know.
Well, you know, you should try it because it,
yeah,
who
it's
knows,
fun.
You know?
You never know what sounds good. I don't know what instruments. You know what?
Hey, do a track with it and get to have them add it and make sure you have a cut with and without seagulls and sea crashes. So you have that.
Perhaps.
Hey, you might give it to somebody and that might be the only one of your songs they have.
Yes.
And so they might not have the other one with the waves on
that's
it too.
True.
They think there is a redundancy. So
that's true. Yeah. I don't know. You know, what's funny is I love the whole process. So even though my energy has to go away from music, perhaps somewhat, this whole process is so much fun to make something and record it and hear how it sounds. I mean,
it's
I never envisioned that.
You say that, you know, you're this time you're like, I'm not rushing into recording it. You
know,
what you were saying about this and that, that's going to be interesting too.
Well, every time I've recorded something, as I've moved along in my improvement, it gets better. So the old songs that weren't very good in my mind turned out to be really nice now. And I don't know if it's because maybe they're better songs than I thought, or it's the process of recording. I've gotten such a good collaboration that it comes out good now. I don't know. It makes me want to go back and record my old songs, which I can't afford to do.